On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, you know what that means, but we have a twist today because you know who. He just can't stand, Anthony, the fact that the varsity, that we get funded. You know, he has a problem with the fact that we, our audience is a little more mature. And so he comes over here to try to get into this. So without further ado, 28 years ago, taxi driver came up to his house, picked him and his mom's up, took him to the hospital, and you had a car? You had no car. So they picked him up in the taxi, and they went to the hospital, and he was born.
Well.
And happy birthday.
Well, appreciate you, DLC. I've been trying to, you know, keep a low profile of what today is. You know what I am? My birthday is November 14th. I am the product of a bad Valentine's Day decision. And now you all got to be blessed with, I mean, are there many people out here in this world better than I am? So.
Ben Strober, I can think of a guy right now that has more talent than you do.
But, you know. Ah! You know, I can always count on you to mix a little oil and water, you know?
I'm just keeping it real. We had, you affected our program today.
Well, I'll tell you what. Yesterday. I mean, we were loaded. I don't know what, you know, you always make it seem like when I'm on there's a different audience.
Oh yeah.
You whoever the audience, whoever the audience was yesterday, we were loaded lines the first hour and a half of the show. Is that how that went, Ant? I mean, it was a pretty loaded day yesterday. Well, I forgot the super producer actually doesn't speak to me when you're in. So I need to. It's no. Honestly, I don't even want to hear from you.
Doc, Lou, did you ask me a question? Did you ask me a question?
I think Lou called him yesterday. Okay. Yeah,
Lou called. And you give him all this name recognition. I don't even call him. I don't even call him by his name.
Yeah. Well, you should.
No, we had something to hash out over there, and I told you I had till 6:09. I'm on the big stick.
Okay, good.
6:30 to 9 tonight.
All right, what can we do to get ready?
So we got about 4 minutes, I thought, okay, to get these picks in. There's something we need to rehash, and we keep.
We're not going back down this road, bro. We're not. We're moving on to week 11.
See what I'm saying? I wish I could cut his mic off. I honestly got
it. Do I need to cut your mic?
Yeah, you really.
Do I need to cut your mic?
Threaten the guy in the control room? Not smart.
I ain't never met a battle I don't want to. I ain't like. But no, the man behind the glass that's pushing the buttons.
No, you're still in last place.
You know, I thought. You know, I've known him for a long time. We got some mutual friends. Mm-hmm. And everybody I know that's friends with him, they're just high-character individuals. Yeah. And then I find him a cheater. I don't care what anybody has to say. Ben is sitting right. Is Ben still sitting here?
Yeah.
Ben, I want your opinion because we do picks right on this show, and we're keeping record. If you turn in your picks at 1:50 p.m. on Sunday, should they count? Should they count?
No.
No! What is this, a Montgomery County thing?
I need some context, though.
No, I have no context needed. The bottom line is what the
105. No,
it, 105. It was 150.
He makes it seem like the games were decided.
You know what's beautiful? About
so,
Apple.
So what time was it? Was it 150?
105. You need the screenshot?
Doc,
I can show
Doc,
you.
Doc, what's the truth?
It's 150. Hold on.
It was 105.
Let me find it.
Doc needs to break
game,
the truth.
Game, the game to me was never. Ball I'll, been I'll show up. You. No points had been up on the board. It was no.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. And for whatever reason.
Players coming out of the bus.
And I guess that's because they go back a little bit longer. He's trying to cheat for him. It's a damn shame. it honestly is. You want to talk about a champion. This is a Super Bowl champion we're talking about.
We go back along. Look at him now. We go back.
What does it say?
It says 105.
Okay, still. I got my, I got my zero and my five mixed up.
It's 105.
No big deal.
Were the games decided?
Did you pick? Did you turn your pick? There was a game across the pond too, Ben.
All right, so watch this, Ben. So Doc, Linnell, and I we didn't turn our picks in before 1 p.m. this past Sunday. Don't interrupt me.
Yes, we did.
We did turn our picks in before 1 p.m. But you know which game we did not turn our pick in before the game started? The Colts versus the Falcons. So guess what? It was like 12:30. The Colts were losing. It was like 3rd and 20.
We all picked the Colts.
It was 3rd and 20. And guess what? We all picked the Colts. And guess what? We got credit for that win. Pick came almost 3 hours after the game didn't start.
What you're not going to do is get me to subscribe to low integrity behavior.
Oh, my God.
I refuse to do it. So if you want to dock it off of mine, go ahead. Go ahead. You're in last place. We already hashed it out already.
This is the same thing
that happened with that cheating ass Chris Russell. Studio. It's just a aura of low integrity behavior. That's the best way I can call it.
Can we please move on to
I got a lot of respect for y'all too, man. But I'm losing it by the day. It's terrible.
It was a bad idea when we started this. Because I knew this was gonna happen.
All right, so yesterday, Jets. Patriots. I think it's safe to assume we were all going to pick the Patriots.
We actually picked the game on the air, of course.
Yeah, Doc, were you going with the Patriots yesterday?
You
thought the Jets were
Doc would have chosen
you
Jets.
You thought the Jets were going to win?
No, I'm a Patriot guy.
I'm just making sure.
He's a Patriot guy.
Hey, Doc, you're a high character guy. I believe caveman. You. The guy across from you?
The caveman is coaching the Patriots.
Oh, okay. I'll give you that. Anytime there's that any sort you. Of... Okay.
All right, Sunday morning, 9:30.
Yeah.
I know your pick is probably going to, move left, right. I'll start with Doc. You going with the Commanders or the Dolphins?
Commanders.
Oh, you going with the Commanders?
Gut check.
Okay. Okay, Doc.
Gut check.
Linnell?
Miami.
You going with Miami?
Yes. The hell I'm going to pick these Bamas for? They lost by 21-plus points 4 weeks in a row.
You don't need a commentary.
I'm choosing Miami.
Don't your way back. Don't do the Michael Jackson now.
No, I'm
trying to walk back. No, you went with the fish.
I am choosing the Dolphins.
Good.
Doc,
good.
I'm going with you because you are a smart individual. I'm going with the Commanders.
There goes my first win of the week. Yeah, there goes my first win of the week. No, we need to rehash the standings. Y'all thinking I'm playing around. This is not a joke to me.
You're Giants, place, Packers. Where we going? Giants, Packers. Linnell, on you.
Man, I'm gonna go with the Pack.
Okay. Doc,
Cheeseheads.
Man, it's gonna be close though because Green Bay's offensive line is terrible, and the Giants, you know what they got in their front four.
And their quarterback is gonna be slinging it. I'm telling you,
this game is gonna be a lot closer than people think. What can you see the spread on the game, man? Are you able to see it?
Yeah, I'm not on ESPN, so I can't see the spread right now.
I'm gonna look it up real quick.
Spread don't mean nothing to him.
I ain't got no money anyways.
My spread.
Oh boy.
I'm taking I am taking the Packers though. I'll go Green Bay.
All right, here we go. Texans, Titans. Is this a 1-2-3?
1-2-3 Texans? Yeah.
You going to Texans?
My Super Bowl pick in the AFC.
You going with the Titans? Oh, I was about to say. Next game. We got Falcons, Panthers. This is going to be a good game.
I don't know who the hell to pick in this one because the last time I picked Atlanta earlier in the year, they got blown out 30-0. Man, both of these two teams desperate for a W when you look at the NFC playoff race. It's getting late early for some teams. I'm going to go with the Panthers. I'll pick Carolina.
Okay.
ATL.
This is Doc, in Atlanta.
See, look, Doc is a bright guy. Doc, I'm going with the Falcons as well, man. And this is while Linnell remains in last place. Yeah. Bears, Vikings.
Give me Chicago.
Okay.
Vikings.
Doc, I'm right there with you, man. I'm going to the Vikes.
This sounds like a catch-up week for me. If I am truly in last place.
If.
I mean, this is a joke. What a joke of a system.
Jags, Chargers.
Yeah, this one's a toss-up for me. The Chargers' offensive line is so beat up. Can they keep baby Jesus upright is the question going up against that pass rush. Trayvon Walker, Josh Hines Allen.
We asked you for your pick.
See, that's you get more than what you pay for when you're dealing with
me.
No,
we don't need your
commentary. I'm going to tell you exactly
it's
what
like
it is.
It's like the Super Six-Pack. Then you start with nine teams. What the hell is he doing? You know, we don't care who didn't make it. Man, I listened to that this morning.
Doc, say it with me. It's almost, but not good enough. That's the three teams in the Super Six-Pack. I'm going to go with the Chargers.
Doc.
You had to ask me.
Oh, the Harbaugh. My bad. Well, yeah. He's a Harbaugh. Yeah, I'm going with the Chargers as well. Bucks, Bills.
Yeah, give me Tampa in this one. I don't even have to think too much about it. Give me Tampa.
I'm in the tank for Tampa, but I know that the Bills, they're not losing two in a row, but neither should Tampa. So that's what just makes this one fighting off the bunker. This is going to be rugged.
They both need it. They both desperately need it.
They both need it. But I'll tell you what, there's a secret weapon that that I think the Bucks have going for them that not everybody is going to have, and that is Owen Wright. He just got called up from the practice squad.
Oh, you know Owen Wright?
Do I know Owen Wright?
I went to school with him.
Well, his mother and father, yeah, and sister and the whole nine yards. How dare you insult me? Do I know
Owen Wright? Austin used to work with him as well?
Man, I'm part of the Georgetown Prep family.
Hey, look, my bad, Doc. Hey, look, my bad, Doc.
See, where you going? I've been.
So you going with the Bucks?
Yeah.
I'm going with the Bills, fellas. I got to look at the quarterback situation. Who's the better quarterback in this game? I'm going Josh Allen.
Look, I'm with you on that, but they're posers. Dudes.
Is Bucky Irvin back? He is about to go Kanye crazy.
Is he back?
The Bills couldn't stop me in between the tackles.
Owen get called up and Bucky's back? I don't know if that checks out.
Well,
I don't know if he's back. He practiced this week in a limited capacity.
Bucky Irvin, Chris Godwin, out.
Doesn't matter.
For Sunday's game.
Doesn't matter. Rashad White can do the job.
Okay. All right.
And so can Owen Wright, apparently.
I like your point.
Already 4 minutes past my deadline, by the way.
Bengals, Steelers, where we going? We know what happened last time. Joe Flacco lit that Steelers secondary up.
Yeah, if Pittsburgh's serious, which I don't think they are, they'll win this game, but I don't think they are.
Big Tony, I know you
I'm
going
to go with the Steelers Pittsburgh.
They can't fall on their face again.
Yeah, I don't see it happening twice.
Now, that defense, they can't. But then again, it could be a hell of a game. But I'm going to go to Stoney, Steelers.
Yeah, I'm going with the Steelers as well. You can't get swept by the Bengals, by Joe Flacco. That'll be a smack in the face. All right, 4:00 window. We got the Cardinals versus the 49ers.
Yeah, this one's going to be interesting. It'll be a lot closer than what people think. That last time that they played, that matchup went down to the wire. Brock Purdy's making his return to the lineup this week.
Take the Cardinals then.
Yes, sir.
You don't need to play-by-play.
Let's go with...
That boy's thinking.
Damn, man. No Marvin Harrison this week.
He sound nervous.
I'm going to go with the Niners. I'll go with the Niners.
You sound nervous, Linnell.
He was scared to death.
I'll go with the Niners.
Who you going with, Doc?
What?
Oh, my bad. Come on. Shanahan, right?
Yes.
Hey, look, sometimes I ask rhetorical questions. My bad, Doc.
I don't pick teams. I pick leaders.
Man, oh, man. He's good for one every week. All right. Seriously, he's good for one once a show. What did he say? Hold on. I don't pick teams. I pick leaders. You wait till you hear it about 6:45 tonight. You'll hear that coming out of my mouth.
Oh my God.
We already know that. We've been callers calling, and you've been poor Coach Sheehan.
He's really a thief, man.
Oh, man. And at least he doesn't lie about it anymore.
Nah, you're right. He embraces it. Yeah. Game of the weekend, Seahawks versus Rams.
Yeah.
Who you got?
Oh, man. I love the Seahawks approach to football. They're like miniature Ravens to me, because I know where their mindset. I know everything about how they're trained. And I'm going, but the Rams and McVay It's just a matter of, you realize how he's got pass rush and the best quarterback.
They're playing dime and stopping teams in the run. I got Cam Curl playing his tail off, man.
I'm not going against McVay. Although.
I am.
Good.
Give me Seattle.
Give me Rams.
Give me Seattle.
I'm torn.
If you make the Rams one-dimensional, if there's no Kyren Williams effect.
Yeah, good luck. And they can. The Seahawks are capable of doing it.
All right. I'm going to break the tie here. And I'm going to go.
Anyway.
The debut of Raheem Shaheed, by the way.
Oh, my God. Mm. This is, I'm going to go with the Seahawks. I'm going to go with the Seahawks. Hold on. Let me see where it's at. It's in L.A., though.
Well, you scared?
It's in L.A.
Well, you should have known.
I think L.A. gets it done at home. Man. I'm going to go with the Rams. I'm going to pivot.
Okay.
I'm going to pivot.
I'm a lone wolf in it. Love it.
425, America's Game of the Week. We got the Chiefs versus the Broncos. Who you got?
Yeah, this is pretty simple for me. One team has a trustworthy quarterback, the other doesn't. Give me Kansas City.
Denver will probably win, but I can't go against Andy.
I'm going with the Chiefs. I don't trust Bo Nix. I think he stinks.
All three.
Yeah.
Another game of the week. Ravens versus Browns. Lamar Jackson, a.k.a. Buck Wheat. Word to Doc Walker.
Hold on.
That was never supposed to be undrafted. Damn. I would have said that years ago if I would have known I could.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Me neither. Yeah. You see, what did Coach Thomas say?
You ain't nothing to say nothing.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, that's it.
Who y'all got?
I can't believe it. Oh, my God. Give me the Ravens. Give me the Ravens. Give me the Ravens.
Linnell, why are you laughing so hard?
Oh, my goodness, young.
Your stomach hurts?
Man, I feel like I'm doing a core workout. This is insane.
Sunday Night Football, Lions, Eagles.
Yeah, this is interesting, what I mean.
Is it interesting?
Super interesting. I know the injuries that Detroit's dealing with up front, so I'm going to go with Philadelphia. I think this is the Jalen Carter game, it's the Jalen Phillips game, it's the Jordan Davis game.
Okay.
Give me the Eagles.
Where's the game at?
The game is in Philadelphia.
Mm. Jared Goff outside in November?
In the cold?
Come on, man. I mean, this is easy.
Is it easy?
Yeah.
I think
Philadelphia routes them.
The Lions need a statement win. I don't think they have a statement win this season.
Motor City.
You going with the Lions?
Yes.
Doc, hey, look, great minds think alike, Doc. I'm going with the Lions as well, man.
That's tremendous. I should be in first place by the end of the weekend.
You could be in first place if you won every game to the rest of the year.
This guy Linnell, man. You know what we call that, Doc? Wishful thinking. Monday Night Football, Cowboys, Raiders.
This is disgusting that this is on Monday night.
Cowboys, Raiders. Who you got?
You serious? The Raiders are on Monday night?
Yeah. This is not for play.
Oh, Dallas.
You going with Dallas?
Yeah.
This is in Dallas?
This is in Vegas.
Oh, this is in Vegas.
In Vegas.
Oh, this is in Vegas. Give me the Raiders.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dallas is terrible, man.
You going with Dallas?
Dallas is.
You say they're terrible.
Dallas, they're.
No, I'm joking. Give me Dallas. Give me Dallas. Terrible.
It's too late. But don't.
No. It ain't 8:20 on Monday. Like,
lane, bro.
It's not 8:23 on Monday.
Stay in your lane, bro.
Down.
Oh, yeah. but Anthony gets up until after the first quarter is over with the pick. I can't switch
the first
picks.
Quarter.
Oh, I can't switch picks.
This
in
is
show.
More hyperbole.
It's terrible. Yeah, man.
This is embarrassing.
LNL, you serve your purpose. I know you're 10 minutes past your.
Well, hold on. Seriously.
You got a bold prediction? You got a burgundy and bold prediction for the weekend?
I was just waiting until the clock hit. Not 11 minutes past my deadline. Do I have a burgundy and bold prediction?
And do you have a Monday morning headline?
Oh, my Monday morning headline was Commanders go across the pond and get drowned by the Dolphins.
Nice. I think that's too many characters, but.
Well, yeah. I work with my editor. My it's burgundy and bold prediction, Tua Tagovailoa, Devon Achane, rather, I'm sorry, runs for over 100 yards. It's not that bold.
I'm about to say, bro, he just ran for 172 last week and had two tugs.
Fourth leading rusher in the NFL. How bold can we get? We got two terrible teams.
Instead of
172
against the Bills, you can go for 200.
If they give up 200 yards rushing.
I mean, we did last week against the Lions.
So you're saying my prediction's not bold enough?
Huh?
You're saying it's not bold enough?
No. Are you prepared for this weekend?
Am I prepared? Yeah. If I'm being honest, I don't see why we're not going to lose by 21 or more points again.
Okay.
How are we going to stop them?
Okay.
And Deron painfully average isn't playing?
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's me. And that's an original. Oh, wow. And that's an original.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Doc, what is your patented line for callers and, you know, guests that are no longer welcome?
What is that? What would the line be?
Say goodbye.
What would the line be?
Your time's up.
See, what's beautiful is that you can't tell me to say goodbye. I'm a part of the property. My name is on the show. Just like yours is, just like Ant's is. This is ours. See, the callers, they family. But you know what you tell family? You ain't got to go.
All right. This time.
But you got to get the hell up out of here. That's what I'm doing.
This time.
You gentlemen have a great weekend.
We give you some.
Anthony will give you a call on Sunday morning to make sure you're not incarcerated.
Ownership.
everything will be A-okay. I have a birthday to go celebrate.
Well, that's
over on 106.7 The Fan.
I haven't told you happy birthday today, man. Happy birthday, bro.
Hey, I appreciate that. It's the least you could do.
No problem. I just wanted everyone.
Doc that's brought listening. Me some. Look, Doc brought me some Johnny Walker. Are you kin to Johnny Walker, Doc?
I've been told to keep that under wraps.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
Hear
family,
nothing.
Family business.
Hear nothing.
You're doing a terrible
say
job.
Say nothing.
Yeah.
I can't believe you. No. I can't believe what you had the audacity to say. We were previewing Ravens and Browns.
I can't believe.
Oh my God.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. But all right, folks. That is Linnell Willingham, formerly of the youngest in charge in the whole nine yards. We'll take a quick break, come back, knock this bad boy down at 7 p.m. Stay with us.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One thing I noticed with Anthony Haney is that he's very organized. And when he puts a project together, you know that it's done the right way. But I didn't anticipate that you would never hear the scores. You would never know who was in first place unless he's in first place. And since that's not going to be a possibility, I feel like we only do this for like 5 minutes once a week. It just doesn't feel, with the Rooster, there was a feeling that this was a lot more competitive.
You would like to know the score?
Although he ended up in last place too. He or I don't know which one of them, either one of them. So, but not now. But I was just thinking about it. You're not doing it for a reason.
Hey, like, I'll get the score for you.
No. You don't want to do it, so I'm not.
You previously had a six game lead over me. You had a 10 game lead over Linnell. He's terrible.
I don't even count Linnell being in there.
Yeah. And Doc, right now you're in a class of your own. Like. Yeah. I was putting up a fight, and then, like, you're slowly but surely creating distance, but I'm fighting back.
No, you are, and you're going to end up in second. We all know that. What's so funny?
You're talking about I'm going to end up in second. I got seven more weeks, man.
So do I. Oh. Did you forget I'm going to still be doing this, too, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, you forgot. That's okay. As long as that big guy doesn't win, it doesn't really matter. As long as he doesn't win. But this game, I can't believe he took the Dolphins. He didn't, you know, this is the first time I've taken the Commanders in several weeks. I didn't take them last week. I hoped, but you must be crazy. Somebody, and the reason I take this seriously in the past, I never did, but because people are wagering. Somebody's going to get on this line late and hear it and just hear the results and think that I'm serious or not, you know, if I'm playing. So I said, as a public servant, I'm going to be serious as I can be. And when I say I think our team's going to win, I think the team's going to win. But when it comes to Washington, there's a lot of weight on this. Now, you well know, being in athletics, the worst plane rides home are after losses. An international loss. I came back from London. I think we tied in London or the loss. It was horrible. Because you're on in this plane forever and there's no joy. And that was terrible. Off a kick. And try coming from in Osaka, it was like a party because Spurrier team, we won. And he treated Osaka like it was the playoffs. And with Steve Spurrier. And so it matters when you travel. The winning plane, the losing plane, they're not the same plane. And there's a difference. And probably for good reason, too. What's the longest time you've been on a plane? It's your longest flight ever.
I think it was when I went to Ghana. I'm pretty sure that was like 13 hours or something like that. It was a long trip.
Yeah.
And then this past summer, I was on an 8-hour plane ride to France. That was long.
Yeah, it is. It is. That's a bucket lister, though, France. That's a. I could see that being worth it. Yeah, but it'd be good. But it's just. I'm not comfortable because I don't know how we're going to win. In other words, I don't know what course we're going to take. Is it going to be the old course where we're going to spread them out and hit them this way and trick them that way and do, you know, motion and all that? Or are we going to unleash these mammoth men that we have? We got 8 of them. Are we going to just allow them to go WWE or brass knuckles, whatever you want to mention, and let's just see if we can blow them off the ball, you know, and run Rodriguez 22 times and everybody else get whatever's left.
So you don't want to see Bill? Remember early in the season,
I still love Bill. No, but
screaming Bill
is trying to get over the. He's doing a smart thing. Don't fumble again. But by focusing on that, it has taken one of his superpowers completely away. He was making moves in holes you couldn't even imagine making. I don't even think he knew how he was doing it. He's just that dude. But now he's cut that all back because he's focusing on possession. He'll get it. He may get it back. He may not. But you can't fumble. And they all know it. That's you won't play. I like all three of the backs. But the one guy going downhill that I want in here right now to take that punishment is Rodriguez. I want us to have a reputation. I don't like a team that doesn't have a personality. We have no personality because you don't know what the hell they're going to do. Five is not out there enough to say, well, it's him. And if it was him, that ain't ours. That's him. He's the dude that got all this stuff. What do we do best? Everybody's got to have bread and butter plays. You've heard it a million times for what 50 gut meant for a decade or so to an organization. One play. Sometimes you get too caught up in innovation and being predictable. You can be the Beagles. You know who's predictable? The Eagles. Tush push. Over 90% of the time they get it. They run off tackle. They're just bigger, stronger, and faster than you are. So what? You know they're coming. Can't stop them. Only thing that stopped them is their inner fighting. You know, the diva receiver. And he may not even be a diva. He may just feel invincible. And he's saying, why are we going through this? Nobody can check me. Maybe that's it. But their defense, the way they're built. But unless they win it all, now they have done that. The quarterback's being scrutinized up to Yin Yang, who win a lot of games. I finally threw in my flag last night on Fields. Because I saw him do some things in Chicago where he had some feet. He made some moves as a runner that were as exciting as I've ever seen a runner. But he can't do it on demand. And there's too many gaps in between his greatness. He is special. He just got to get it down more. I don't know if he's a full-time starter. I think he's more a game plan quarterback. We're going to give you 12 to 14 snaps a game. We want to change things up. We want to keep the defense honest. I could be wrong. But that's what I feel like. And then where I don't want to be is the Jets. When you give away your two most talented players, really? Really? Am I supposed to think the rookie you're going to get next year is an instant star? No. It's a 3-year project, Slim. Imagine that. Guy you would every day, chalking it up, cutting it up, working out, gone. Just like that. Two of them. So the game is, that's why it's for adults. It's an adult entertainment. So we'll find this out. I want to be entertained. Will we commit to the run? Would you wager right now that we'll run the ball over 30 times?
No.
30?
30.
No. I don't see that.
I didn't say the one back. I said over 30 runs.
Yeah, like even between the quarterbacks, between the backs, we're not running 30 times. Well, I would love for that to be a recipe for success.
I'd want to know, and 757, you tell me, what do you think? What is your recipe for victory?
Hail to the W, yes, man. Sir. What's up, Doc?
Hey, man.
Baby?
It's the baby's birthday today, so you know we've all had to deal with him.
Oh, so Linnell,
yeah,
talking about you ain't got to stay, but you got to go. Let me tell you what else family does, Linnell. Family waits till you're not home to come over. How you doing, Doc? How you doing, Ant? I'm here.
Yes, sir.
That's good. You know what I mean? But look, Doc, you know, I love calling you, man. But sometimes I hate calling you because it sounds like I'm just repeating what you're saying. That's only because I grew up watching you. Championship football, man. Listen, you know one of the proudest seasons I had with this team over the past 20, 30 years or whatever was 2019. We started out 0-5, right, under Jay Gruden. Jay Gruden got fired after that, what, the New England game or whatever it was. Uh-huh. He got fired, right? And old Bill Callahan took over.
Yeah.
Deep dive Bill.
Yeah.
And you know what Bill Callahan did for the rest of the season?
Yeah.
Played smash mouth football.
Damn sure did.
He fed Adrian Peterson. He fed Darius Geis.
Yeah.
Yeah, we only won three more games after that.
Yeah.
But we kicked ass in them three games. And the rest of the games, we was competitive in. Right? We was kicking ass and taking names.
I remember, and I said then,
man, I would hire Bill as my coach and just get him some more talent because that's how we need to play, and that's Redskin football, and that's how you win championships. And we ain't played like that since. So I'm with you, man. They need to go out here and punch some people in the face in Spain because you can't tell me this was a good trip. I can't say it's a business trip. I know none of them players actually enjoyed themselves this week. They couldn't have. If they are, they stealing money from all of us. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man. But with Quinn taking over, and I'm not saying it's going to be dramatic, drastic changes, but I do hope to see a different attitude out there. You know, Dolphins is not that good. But I see three turnovers, and I see us pulling out a 27-24 victory, Rodriguez 100 yards. That's what I would see. That's what I want. Now, are they going to play like that? Are they going to run the offense like that? Who knows? I don't know. But that would be my formula. And like I said, that 2019 was probably one of the last times that I felt that nostalgia of this Redskin football. I'll take it off, man. Hey, baby Ant, I love you, man. Bubba Chuck still better than Curry, though, homie. Every day, all day. Hail to the W.
Ooh, that's one for – save that one for a month or so. It's at least worthy of dialogue.
Oh, it definitely is, especially, yeah, like in this area.
Yeah.
Dog, when I tell you that conversation literally spanned three radio shows,
yeah,
it went from the morning show –
yeah,
and was the main topic of the evening show, the PM drive show. Yeah. So I'm just like, it definitely is worth discussing. But Steph Curry, man, versus AI, I got to go with Curry.
But see, you're going to go with Curry with the three. But I'm going with my boy with the dribble drive.
Yeah.
So, and they're both the best in the world at those two things. To me, he's the best three-point shooter in the world.
Yeah.
And AI taking you off the dribble?
Dude, he was nasty.
Nasty. I mean, it was like, so when I say they're the best in the world at that thing, everybody in hoops, see, there you go again. Burgundy go hoops. Let me tell you something. When you cut your teeth on that, you establish yourself, you say, MJ, it's not even, there's nothing more to be said, but he had his takeoff. Every one of them dudes has something that nobody else in the world was better at it than them. It was a signature move. Every one of them has a signature move. Unstoppable. It's like the Iceman, Gervin. He's the smoothest brother.
That finger roll.
The finger roll, man. Iceman.
High off the backboard, George Iceman Gervin. That's what I was doing on now. I remember that.
I hate that it happened in my era where it wasn't much social media. Do you know how big the Iceman would be? Now, he had the coolest poster. We did a show one week. The coolest sports poster ever. Give me your top three. I'll take top three. Sports poster ever. Iceman, he going to be in A, B, or C category. I really believe that. No matter who you are, where you from? If you've seen it, if you see how smooth this brother was, I said, oh, my goodness. Where you standing? That too old? Too?
Oh, I got to see that. Well, no, I didn't get to watch the Iceman. Yeah. You know,
right?
I more so.
But you saw
more so highlights. You know, you saw some footage.
Have you seen the poster?
When he's here?
No, Iceman. When he's sitting on that block of ice.
Oh no, I haven't seen that.
Oh yeah, Google it.
I haven't seen that one.
Google it.
Let me do my quick Google.
Yeah, Google the Iceman. I guarantee these phones will be lit till midnight. And we start talking about hoops and moments and posters. I mean, because they have the best poster, hoops basketball to me, posters.
Yeah, I never seen this. Hey, look, you learn something new every day, Doc.
If you're living right, you do. If you're not, not everybody does. Some guys trip on the same block every day. 6:48. Here on the nation's capital. We want to thank Linnell for coming down and sharing a little moment with his birthday. It's not as easy as you think for the guy his size to walk, you know, up and down these hallways. We'll be right back.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, boy. What a thrill. Woo!
Hey, Doc, do you know what this Sunday is? Actually, no, it's not Sunday. Do you know what Monday is? There's a reason I'm playing this on.
Funkadelics.
My fraternity's Founders Day is Monday.
No, I would not have known that.
And we are celebrating bringing it in Sunday night at the Howard University. I can't wait.
Now, this song is official.
Yeah. Well, when the Q Dogs hear this song,
yeah,
we get a little rowdy, you know?
No, I love it. I mean, it's
nothing, it gets us going, man.
It's instant, man. It's
so if you hear people barking, you know, you see people.
No, I've seen the march.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's cold blooded. I haven't seen the mothership land, man, in L.A. That concert thing, man, that's probably one thing that I say never miss anything in your life. Do everything you need to do when you want to do it, if you've earned the right to do it. But I miss concerts. Yeah, concerts. We're going to do that next time. I need your top three concerts.
But yeah, we can definitely do that.
Yeah, your concert.
I don't think you'll like mine, but we'll see.
I probably won't, but what's new? But I'll get to learn it. I'll get to learn about it. I don't expect me to accept it or like it enough, but this was a special day. We got to see the big fella turn 28. And now it's on the victory, Friday weekend. And college ball, enjoy your best friends, family, football, and good food. God bless.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.